Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me in 1 hour from now. She'll be with us for an additional hour to talk about her own views, to talk about the Constitution Party, and to talk about political journalism, which is something that Mary knows something about, as you'll discover when we bring her on in 1 hour. You know, folks, we've been covering a series of news items today. There are so many things that are in my own personal list of things to talk about this morning that we cannot possibly cover all of them, which is why, among other things, I selected Christopher Mannion's essay today at lewrockwell.com. What has happened to human events? This is a painful story, as I have already mentioned, as I went through the entire story in the last 20 minutes or so. Mannion is talking about the demise and eclipse of what was the greatest conservative weekly newspaper in the history of America. That's my take. The National Conservative Weekly since 1944, Human Events, was the most significant newspaper in this country on the real right, in my view, at one time. It played an amazing role in my own life. To the extent that you're now listening to me on the Republic Broadcasting Network, to the extent that from time to time I contribute to AFP, we can thank Human Events for all of that, even as we lament its demise. Because like so many people of a certain age and stock in life, I was a person brought into the conservative movement in a new and exciting way by the Human Events of old. What an exciting publication it was. It was. We must be absolutely sickened by the direction that Jed Babbitt has taken Human Events, as Chris Mannion chronicles that at lewrockwell.com today. And so even as we lament the fact that a loved one has died of terminal cancer, and that's what I think has happened at Human Events, we at the same time take our hats off to it historically as we think about people like Felix Morley, who were so foundational in bringing Human Events to pass and keeping it ideologically sound for so many years. But now money and political influence and acceptability and so forth have caused Human Events to go the way of all flesh. This guy Babbitt at Human Events, to be promoting Rudolph Giuliani as the editor of Human Events, is an absolute act of moral bankruptcy, in my judgment. The things I have said about Giuliani, of course, were on the front page of the American Free Press going back to June 25th. Mary Starrett is going to be on the show in about an hour from now. She is the National Communications Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Mary has said some things about Giuliani and his relationship to OxyContin, which you can read on her blog at newswithviews.com. All of this is in marked contrast to the kind of thing that this guy Babbitt is now routinely putting out at Human Events, which has become just another version of the neoconservative propaganda war machine apparatus. Just as it happened at National Review, now it's happened at Human Events, and I think E. Michael Jones at Culture Wars, if you go back to what we've already talked about on this show, in terms of Mike's April 2007 piece that involves a review of Murray Friedman's book on neoconservatism and the Jewish connection to neoconservatism, we see that in turn the neocon movement and the Jewish orientation of the neocon movement took over National Review and infiltrated William F. Buckley many, many, many years ago. And that began the process of the co-optation of the real American right. It began with Bill Buckley and National Review. The cancer has now spread to Human Events. It now has spread to Fox News and to the Weekly Standard. And we at the Republic Broadcasting Network and at the American Free Press stand opposed to all of this. No matter how much it hurts, we will never compromise in the way that these groups have. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett will join us in about 1 hour from now. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Sturette, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning from Oregon. She has a lot of things to share with us in regard to the way that she perceives the Constitution Party, what she's doing professionally, and some of that you can find at Mary's archive at newswithviews.com. She's got a new piece out about Rudolph Giuliani and OxyContin that's well worth your time. We also want to talk to Mary about neoconservatism and the way in which it has infiltrated the American right. And I would suggest this to people who follow the Constitution Party and who are interested in it, and I continue to be one who is, that the kind of infiltration of the American right that we saw going on with National Review and William F. Buckley, that Dr. E. Michael Jones has chronicled for us at Culture Wars in the April 2007 edition of that publication, and the kind of infiltration of the real American right that occurred at Human Events, as Chris Mannion outlines it for us today at lewrockwell.com. That is the sort of thing that the Constitution Party, in my view, is going to have to watch and to guard against. Because in recent years, the America First foreign policy of the Constitution Party, in my view, which hopefully will still be in their latest party platform, is informally, in my view, being somewhat subverted by certain people who involve themselves with the Constitution Party that I think are very, very unclear in regard to where they stand on the Israeli lobby. Very, very unclear as to when they think American force should be used abroad and when it shouldn't be. The Constitution Party historically has had a Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul type of foreign policy. But Jerome Corsi, who has now taken himself out of the Constitution Party presidential sweepstakes, in my view, by his own admission on this show, has a very strong pro-Israel orientation and has a view of what we are doing abroad in that vein that is not at all consonant, in my judgment, with what Representative Paul would say or with what Pat Buchanan would talk about. So that's an area that we'll examine, among many things, with Mary Starrett this morning. She is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party and will be on in approximately 1 hour. There are a ton of things to talk about this morning. We're not possibly going to get to all of them. I think if you read one thing today that emphasize one thing online, read Christopher Mannion's essay, What Has Happened to Human Events? That's at lewrockwell.com. As I've mentioned already, human events had a profound influence in my life for decades. It influenced me as a young person. It really brought me into the conservative movement in a major activist-type fashion. It changed the course of my life. I say that in profound gratitude to human events at the same time that I'm absolutely disgusted by what they're doing now, particularly with this editor Jed Babbitt. Human events, folks, has increasingly become another neoconservative propaganda mouthpiece, in my view. And yet, having said that, I think we need to affirm, as Chris Mannion does, that John Gizzi, who still writes for Human Events, is one of the best political reporters in the business. He is a very principled Orthodox Roman Catholic. I've talked theology to John in past years on the phone a couple of times as a Lutheran. Very, very decent man. I suspect that if this trend continues at Human Events, that John Gizzi will probably ultimately be elsewhere. Kevin Lamb used to contribute to Human Events, and he is now the editor of the Occidental Quarterly. Again, as I've already mentioned on the show, Kevin is going to come on this show in a few weeks when his desk clears and share some things with us about the Occidental Quarterly and also what his own experience was at Human Events. That will give us a window of insight as to what's really happening with the American right. And to me, as I paint this picture, I think of the Republic Broadcasting Network, the American Free Press, the Occidental Quarterly as just three examples, just three, of the real American right, the populist American right, the constitutionally oriented American right. And then I think of all of the organs of opinion that have fallen by the wayside, National Review and Human Events being the most obvious. And now, of course, we have people like Rupert Murdoch bringing this neoconservative poison to us through Fox News. There's Bill Kristol at the Weekly Standard, of course, doing the same kinds of things there. We need to be abundantly clear, folks, that these people in the latter category are not conservatives. They are continuing a Jewish, neoconservative, Bolshevik, Trotskyite, revolutionary policy when it comes to their views on empire and their views on coercion and their views on the way in which the United States should be using its military power abroad. These people are not constitutionalists. They are not a part of the American conservative movement historically and in any sense of the word. And that's something I want to emphasize so that we can be clear as to what's going on. At the same time that when we talk to Mary Starrett this morning, we might get her take on all of this and how she sees the Constitution Party evolving, especially in the area of foreign policy. That's one of the things I want to chat with Mary about. The other thing that comes up, and if some of her people are listening, they're certainly free to give her advance warning of some of the things that I'm going to chat with Mary about. There are no surprises on this show. We don't blindside guests, and I anticipate that we'll have a very fine conversation with her in approximately a little less than, maybe 45 minutes from now. But by the same token, I want to offer a word of warning to some of the very fine people in the Constitution Party. Don't get co-opted. It's very easy to happen. There are some good people and good publications and good political movements that have been co-opted. We need to understand the process whereby it happens in order that it might not happen again, and in this case, to the Constitution Party. When you look at what Mike Piper talks about in the Judas Goats, that'll tell you what has really happened to the American right over the course of these last 45 or 50 years in particular. I would hate to see the Constitution Party become a co-opted movement. And I'd like to see the Constitution Party not only clarify itself ideologically when it comes to Israel and Zionism, and as that in turn relates to foreign policy, but I think by the same token, I'd like to see the Constitution Party move to the next level as an actually effective political movement when it comes to the electoral ballot box type of process. You know, the Constitution Party has never been able to achieve 1% of the national vote in a presidential election year since they started out in 1992. Now, of course, there are a lot of hills to climb and a lot of barriers to overcome, and I understand that. One of those is media coverage. Another is ballot access. A third is money. Those seem to be the three things that really, really make life incredibly difficult, if not impossible, for a viable third-party movement in what is a monopolistic situation where the Republican and Democratic parties are two sides of a counterfeit coin in regard to what is really running this country. But the Constitution Party has to break through at some point. They must break through. Hopefully in 2008 they'll break through because we're running out of time in terms of the Republic, and the CP cannot have a better impact on the American right and among American voters if it can't begin to gain enough of a foothold in terms of votes that it can begin guaranteeing itself ballot access in future elections. You know what typically happens in these situations, and I say this as one who was once an insider in the Constitution Party. I was involved, of course, in the U.S. Senate race, so I know what it's like to run for a significant office when the national spotlight is on you. You know, in those types of circumstances, you've got to do certain things, it seems to me, to circumvent the process in the way it's stacked against you. And at some point, you've got to get to at least the 2 percentage point performance rating in order to qualify for a series of things, including automatic ballot access the next time around. What typically happens is if you fall beneath 1%, as the CP has done throughout its history, you then do not get ballot access automatically for the next election cycle. And with whatever money you're able to raise, you spend so much of it just getting ballot access that then there's nothing to campaign with, nothing to utilize for media publicity, nothing to use to subsidize candidates who are already dying on the vine. Somehow, some way, that cycle has to be broken. I'd like to see the Constitution Party achieve that next level in the rung of success. And Mary Starrett is a very bright woman, by the way, as you will see when we talk to her this morning. And she may have some outside-the-box ideas as to how some of this is possible and how it's achievable. I'll be interested in finding out what her take is in this whole business. There are so many things to take a look at this morning. I don't even know where to start. We talked about Ted Pike a little bit and his update on the hate crime situation. Bottom line, just keep your pressure up on your U.S. senators. We have to stop this hate crimes bill in the U.S. Senate. As it continues to unfold, Ted Pike will keep us posted. A number of interesting news items today. The Russian Navy says that it must restore its presence in the Mediterranean. Russia is issuing a new arrest warrant for a tycoon hiding out in the U.K. There's a Vatican official who says in a CNS story, that's the Catholic news service, that the Iraqi Christians were safer under Saddam than they are now, says this Vatican official officially. And this is posted today at Catholic news service. Robert Fisk in The Independent says the Lebanese are striking a blow at the U.S.-backed government. Greg Felton got into a little bit of this on Monday. Won't read the Fisk story this morning because of time, but take a look at that one in the British Independent. It's been out there for a day or two, and it's entitled The Lebanese Strike a Blow at the U.S.-backed Government. Daniel Smith, a retired Army colonel, has a very, very important piece at antiwar.com entitled Why Saudi Arabia? Why Now? Stephen Zunis has a very fine piece online entitled The U.S. Can't Topple the Mullahs. Stephen Zunis is talking about the insane character of neocon policy as it relates to Iran. He explains why the U.S. cannot topple the present regime in Iran, that if there's going to be a change in government there, that that's something that has to be enacted by the Iranian people and the Iranian people alone. This is a very, very fine piece. When we come back, I want to take a closer look at something that Charles Pena says in a memo to Ron Paul. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Storet of the Constitution Party, their National Political Communications Director, will join me at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Storet, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. Mary will be with us for 1 hour to talk about the Constitution Party, to talk about her career as a journalist, which is not only News with Views, where she currently posts, but she has a television background as well. And we want to ask her some specific questions about what she sees happening with the American right wing. I've suggested this morning that when you look at Chris Mannion's piece at lourockwell.com, What Has Happened to Human Events, that those of us who are old enough to remember the human events of old, when Human Events was a wonderful publication, it was America first, it was constitutionally oriented, it was principled, it would have endorsed Ron Paul, I'm sure, a couple of generations ago. How is it that Human Events has now become, under Jed Babbitt, a neocon rag sheet. This is what Chris Mannion is saying. This is, I'm sure, what Kevin Lamb would say at the Occidental Quarterly. It's clearly what I would say. Human Events has been hijacked. It's a terrible newspaper now in regard to the promotion of the war on terror and what we're doing in Iraq. And, of course, it has a thinly disguised alliance with the Israeli lobby now. Why is Daniel Pipes so conveniently used by Human Events as some sort of Middle Eastern analyst or consultant? Daniel Pipes is a mouthpiece for the Israeli Likud government and for the Israeli intelligence community. That's a fact, folks. So when we look at what has happened at Human Events, as Mannion talks about it this morning, we can also look, by contrast, at what's left of the real American right. That means the Republic Broadcasting Network. That means the American Free Press, to name two vehicles. We also talk about the third, and that is the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. Charles Pena has a piece today at antiwar.com entitled Memo to Ron Paul. This is an absolutely must-read piece because it talks about some things related to foreign policy that show that one can have Ron Paul's position and do so in a fashion that does not say that America is disengaging from the world or that we're not concerned about national defense or protecting ourselves. Pena's ideas in this memo to Ron Paul are well worth your time. I might read from some of it this morning, but before I do, I'm going to get to something that the National Expositor is talking about as it relates to the Iowa GOP. The National Expositor is saying that the Iowa GOP is extorting the Ron Paul campaign. Director of Communications for the Ron Paul campaign, Jesse Benton, stated today that the Iowa GOP would charge the Paul camp $184,000 if they wanted to verify a paper count of the coming Iowa straw poll. Today on the Dale Williams radio show, Mr. Benton said that there will be a manual electronic count of the Iowa poll results. What Mr. Benton did not explain, as exposed in a previous National Expositor article, is, quote, "It is commonly known that this manual count," unquote, "with Diebold machines, quote, "would only consist of spot checks of the voting machines for device calibration purposes. This does not constitute a verifiable check of the accuracy from either an engineering or statistical perspective," unquote. And if you go to this post at thenationalexpositor.com, there's a place where you can click to listen to the interview of Jesse Benton on the Dale Williams radio show. I have not listened to it yet. I'm sure it's well worth your time. The National Expositor then goes on to say that what in amounts to extortion, the Iowa GOP is telling the Ron Paul campaign they must pay an excessive amount of money to manually verify the results in this week's poll. Both Florida and California have recently decertified the same electronic Diebold voting machines that will be used in Iowa. The validity of the upcoming Iowa straw poll should not rest on one campaign, but is the responsibility of the Iowa GOP. You must let the Iowa GOP know that you disapprove of the use of decertified Diebold electronic voting machines, and nothing short of a verifiable manual paper ballot would be acceptable for the Iowa straw poll this week. This is a call to action. Anyone who wants a verifiable election must call the Iowa GOP and demand a backup paper count. Here's the telephone number for the Iowa Republican Party. It's 515-282-8105. The Iowa Republican Party telephone number again is 515-282-8105. Give them a ring, folks, and if you've not had time to write that number down, I'll try and mention it on the show a couple more times today. The Iowa Republican Party telephone number is 515-282-8105. We need to tell the Iowa GOP to use verifiable manual paper ballots. This business of using a decertified Diebold electronic voting machine is simply unacceptable. It is also unacceptable to try and extort $184,000 from Ron Paul. That's the other part of the game that's being played here. And for those of you, of course, who have already followed what has happened up there in Iowa, where there was a sponsored debate on the part of two organizations, Iowans for Tax Reform, whose executive director is an agent for John McCain, and the other group, calling itself the Iowa Christian Alliance, I believe, they were trying to keep Ron Paul and did keep Ron Paul out of their sponsored debates. Now the Iowa GOP is up to monkey business. We've got to stop them. This is Mark Gancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Storet of the Constitution Party will join us at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Mark Gancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Storet, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me at 9 o'clock this morning. You can access Mary Storet's writings at her archive with News and Views. A lot of really good conservative writers there, including Mary Storet and Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party. And one of these times, I'd like to get Pastor Baldwin on. I know that he's incredibly busy. He has a much larger church than I do in Pensacola, Florida. And, of course, Chuck has his own writing and broadcasting schedule, as well as the kinds of things he's doing around the country for the Constitution Party. Chuck Baldwin was the Constitution Party's vice presidential candidate under Michael Perutka in 2004. And those two very fine gentlemen do an awful lot of good things for a lot of very fine people. And Mary Storet, of course, will be on this morning. And I want to talk to her about many, many things, her own life and career. I want to chat with her about the Constitution Party and differing perceptions as to who the Constitution Party's presidential candidate might be. I want to chat with her about the Constitution Party and foreign policy. I want to speak with Mary a little bit about how the Ron Paul candidacy in the Republican Party may or may not affect the fortunes of the Constitution Party this year. All kinds of things to talk about with Mary Starrett, whom you will find a delightful person. Mary is very articulate, both with the pen as well as in a format that involves either TV or radio, because she's a professional journalist. That's how she ended up as the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. And yet, unlike the people who in the main are influencing Jed Babbitt's version of human events, Mary Starrett, working with what she does in the Constitution Party, has managed to keep her political ideology intact along with her skills as a journalist. So this will be a very, very fun time to have her on the show. And from time to time, I will feature other people with connections to the Constitution Party to come on and tell us what they're doing as far as the American right is concerned. I still think that the Constitution Party has a lot of fine people connected with it. Some of the best activism that you will find in the American right wing takes place under the auspices of the Constitution Party. And yet, having said that, I'm similarly concerned that there is a lack of clarity in the foreign policy area. Now, the platforms have always been good, but I think there has been, at least in a subterranean kind of way, an ongoing debate between those in the Constitution Party who have views on Israel that I'm not comfortable with, and I'm sure that many of them are not comfortable with my views on Zionism and Israel. But suffice it to say that it seems to me that the foreign policy of Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan is not the foreign policy of Jerome Corsi and Alan Keyes. And I've come across people in the Constitution Party that have the one orientation or the other. Which view is going to prevail? I'm going to suggest on the basis of history that only one of those two views can possibly be articulated honestly by a political party. And that's something I want to talk to Mary about this morning at some point in our conversations. So that's what we have on tap for you. Mary Starrett at 9 o'clock. She is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, and I think that you will really enjoy her. She is a very, very bright and articulate woman, very principled person as well. Also wanted to mention that in the first part of the show here, we've been covering some news items of interest. Again, Christopher Mannion's essay, What Has Happened to Human Events? Read that piece at lourockwell.com. It's out there today. That will tell you what has happened to what was, emphasis on past tense, the finest conservative weekly in the history of this country. It is a sickening story. It is a sickening set of developments that Chris Mannion talks about there. And as I've already mentioned, Kevin Lamb of the Occidental Quarterly will come on this show in a few weeks, talk about the Occidental Quarterly, but Lamb will also talk about his own experiences with human events. And that will dovetail, I think, with what Mannion is saying and what I've said this morning in regard to my own experiences with it. You know, in 1996, Tom Winter, the then editor of Human Events, very fine guy, by the way. Tom Winter's a very decent man. He's a Missouri Synod Lutheran, very Orthodox Lutheran Christian, and a very decent person on a personal level. But Tom, I think, for years, after Eagle Publishing took over Human Events, seemed to be singing two different songs off the same page. On the one hand, Tom would give Howard Phillips an opportunity to get some publicity in Human Events for the Constitution Party. But in the main, Human Events had this pattern in recent years of endorsing in the primaries the best candidate in the Republican Party. They were very positive toward Buchanan, for example, in 92 and in 96 to some degree. But then once the Republican nominee became George Herbert Walker Bush or Bob Dole, inevitably Human Events would parrot the line that conservatives had to go along with that, that there was no alternative. The alternative was to allow a Democrat to be elected. I stopped buying that line in 1996, and Tom Winter and I, in a Christian fashion, but nonetheless in a very real fashion, crossed swords. Tom told me that he thought my letter to the San Antonio Express News in 1996 was not a moral thing to do, where I exposed the actual voting record of Bob Dole and said, as a Republican Party, Texas Republican Party delegate to their state convention that year, that I was not going to vote for Bob Dole that fall in the election against Bill Clinton, that I was going to vote for Howard Phillips of the Constitution Party. And I listed all of the reasons why that were printed at that time in the San Antonio Express News. I'll tell you something, folks. I lost a lot of friends in the Texas State Republican Party over that, and I'm sorry that that happened, but I'm not sorry for what I said, and I still stand on what I say. It's absolutely provable. And Tom Winter at Human Events had a copy of what I said to the San Antonio papers. Tom Winter at no point said to me, you know, Mark, you're wrong factually on this point or that point or this point or that point. He never said that. Tom Winter did not dispute a single thing that I said about Bob Dole as far as it's being factual. He simply said that it was not a moral thing for a conservative to do something that would facilitate the reelection of Bill Clinton. My response to that was, well, I don't think Bob Dole is any different morally or ideologically from Bill Clinton. They're two sides of the same counterfeit coin. And it seems to me, Tom, that as we continue doing what you recommend that we do, that we will never see the true American right gain any political traction in this country in regard to real change and direction, ideologically or as far as public policy goes. That's the bottom line. And I still stand on that. And all these years later, Chris Mannion, without realizing it, is corroborating what I did in 1996 in his essay today, What Has Happened to Human Events, at lourockwell.com. Kevin Lamb had his own experience with Human Events before he took off to take over the Occidental Quarterly. Kevin will share his experiences when he comes on in a few weeks. And we could also talk about the lives of other conservatives that have never surfaced publicly, that who undoubtedly agree with what I'm saying and what Mannion is saying this morning, who simply dropped out of the process. They became sickened by what was going on. They saw the extent to which the Jewish neocons had infiltrated National Review and Human Events, the extent to which the Republican Party was completely ideologically bankrupt, saying that it stood for less government while giving us more, saying it stood for balanced budgets while giving us massive levels of public debt, saying it stood for America first while allowing Israel to run our foreign policy, saying that it stood for America first while allowing multinational corporate conglomerates to destroy the manufacturing sector of the American economy and the American working class at the behest of foreign interests and American elitist economic interests. A Republican Party that said that it was against gay rights, right, in terms of the militant gay rights situation. And yet, as Alan Stang was telling us on Tuesday, that's complete garbage. Get a copy of Alan Stang's new book, by the way. I just got my copy yesterday, courtesy of Alan, by the way. He gave that to me as a gift. I want to thank him for that publicly on the show. If you get a copy of the book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer Is Bush? See the long history of homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party, going all the way back to the gubernatorial administration of Ronald Reagan, continuing through the Reagan presidency and through both of the Bush presidencies, one and two. Read Alan Stang's book, folks. You'll see a different picture emerging from the picture that the Republican Party establishment gave us in 1996 with Bob Dole, that they've given us with W in 2000 and in 2004. That's an absolute fact. And so when we go into Chris Mannion's essay today, What Has Happened to Human Events at lourockwell.com, when we read what the National Expositor says to us today about the Iowa GOP extorting the Ron Paul campaign, when we read Greg Felton's new essay, which we looked at this morning, Academic Freedom Doesn't Extend to Those Who Speak Out Against Israel, you can see that one at gregfelton.com, then in all of these different pieces of very fine, very responsibly presented information, a picture is beginning to emerge. And right now I would say that the picture is this. The real American right has to get its act together. It has to understand the true sources of information and to exclude the false ones. We need to understand that National Review, Human Events, Fox News, and Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard are not America First publications. They do not believe in the American Constitution. They are promoting a pro-Israeli, Jewish neoconservative line in foreign policy, at the same time that they avoid the very real question of what group of people in this country have had a disproportionate influence in and support of the destruction of our culture. Will they get it? It's the Israeli lobby, stupid, we might say. And therefore, when Fox News doesn't get it, and the Weekly Standard doesn't get it, when National Review and Human Events don't get it, we can begin to see that what Michael Collins Piper has talked about in the Judas Goats is absolutely factual. They don't get it, not because they're stupid, but because it's a part of a deliberate design. Their money and their power comes from a particular global lobby, the Zionist lobby. And to the extent that they are printing and spinning false news and false spin, and are doing so deliberately, it's buttering their bread at the same time that it has been deceiving us. And so when we start looking for true sources of information, we come back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, we come back to the American Free Press, we come back to people like Greg Felton and Alan Stang and Mary Starrett, just to name three. We come to Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Michael Collins Piper of AFP and this network. There's Hesham Talawi with what he's doing with Current Issues Television and RBN. These are the places that we need to turn to for the correct spin, the factual spin on what is going on. For that matter, you can go to Mark Dankoff's America, my page at markdankoff.com. And this isn't to say that I always write great stuff. You can go to my book reviews and articles page for sure. But even more important for me is the links page. I've tried to put a very diverse set of perspectives on my links page that give us the spin from a variety of different views that we are not going to see in corporate media. I try to look at that all the time. Because if I don't, how would I do my own job effectively of informing myself and informing everyone else who relies upon me as one of the people to talk about the real stories? How can I do that just looking at the New York Times, which I always read every day, by the way? I do look at the London Financial Times every day. I try to glance at the Wall Street Journal. But if I wasn't looking at AFP, if I wasn't listening to RBN, if I wasn't in constant touch with Ted Pike and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Mary Starrett and Alan Stang and Greg Felton and so forth and so on, if I wasn't speaking with these folks, would I be doing my job? Would I be empowering myself to help you? No, I wouldn't be, would I? And what I'm saying here is that I hope that you empower yourselves. You empower yourselves. And I know that a lot of you are doing that. I get very, very heartening email from time to time, encouraging email from those of you who listen to this show. A guy from Ohio wrote me yesterday and a guy from Pennsylvania who has some really moving things to say. I may read them on the air tomorrow in the first hour of the show, but the moving things that they had to say were telling me that despite the fact that we operate with very little money, despite the fact that there's no prestige that's involved in this, despite the fact that if you want to be a career climber and a careerist, you're in the wrong business if you're in Truth Radio. You're in the wrong business if you're writing for a publication like the American Free Press. If you want to sell out for dough, folks, you go to Time or Newsweek or the New York Times or Fox News or someplace like that. That's also an angle I want to talk to Mary Starrett about this morning. It's clear that she has been down that road. There are some things that appear in her biography on Wikipedia that indicate that she has been subjected to some very significant professional changes in her life because she would not compromise with what she saw to be the truth. She spoke out, she said what she thought responsibly, and ended up losing a job or two over it. That's the kind of thing that I'm referring to. The people that I respect most in the truth business are the ones who not only know the truth, but they've stood for the truth and have stood for the truth in some very, very painful personal and professional and academic circumstances. Also wanted to say something about Anissa Abdel Fattah, who was on the show yesterday. What a marvelous woman. If you've not taken a look at the website of the National Association of Muslim American Women, you need to do that. It's a very, very interesting site. And Anissa Abdel Fattah is a very, very fine person and a very fascinating individual. I really learned a great deal from talking with her yesterday for 2 hours. I hope that you did as well. And one of the things that she emphasized And I think that she spoke from the heart. Didn't you sense that yesterday if you were listening to the broadcast? She was speaking to us not simply on an intellectual and cognitive basis, but I sensed that the pure heart that she has was kind of transmitting itself out there in the airways to all of us, including me. What a decent woman and a very godly woman, very fine human being she is. And I sensed that this is a person who has stood the test of the fire, the refiner's fire, in terms of personal pain and challenges to her that have come from the usual quarters, and yet she's standing on the truth in very dark times, and yet she's doing so in love. She's doing so with a sense of decency that obviously is conveyed to anybody who knows her, and I think that that came forth very strongly on the program yesterday for 2 hours from 8 to 10, and I am really grateful that she came on, and at a future time, a month or two from now, I'm going to ask Anissa to come back a third time and share with us again from her own life some of the latest insights that she possesses. But that's the National Association of Muslim American Women. And I think what she does is she conveys to us several things. One is that the demonization of all members of the Islamic religion is coming to us from the Zionist media. The other thing is that you can be a Muslim and a patriotic American, that they do not necessarily exclude one another, and that also we in the American truth movement who have been persecuted have something in common with decent Muslims. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett joins us at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Man of America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined at 9 o'clock this morning by Mary Starrett of Oregon. She is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, a very, very fine person, very intellectually oriented woman, who is a tremendous communicator. She has a background in both TV journalism and print journalism, which all dovetails in terms of what she's now doing for the Constitutional Party, Constitution Party professionally. I want to chat with Mary about a series of things going on with the CP and also going on with the American right wing and in the country. And I've mentioned some of the things that I want to talk to her about when she comes on the program. And we should have a fun time for 1 hour with her. And she will be with us in, approximately 5 to 7 minutes from now. I'd like to ask you today to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, we talked in the first couple of hours of the show about Christopher Mannion's essay today, What Has Happened to Human Events? This once great, principally once great newspaper. Human Events has gone down the tube, folks, ideologically. It's got plenty of money behind it now, at the same time that there is an inverse relationship between the amount of money they can apparently play around with now through the Eagle Publishing connection and what they actually print. The very fine reporter, John Gizzi, is still there. But other than John, things are not looking well for Human Events. This guy, Babbitt, who now edits it, is taking it in a neocon direction quite clearly. It is sickening to watch Human Events supporting and extolling the virtues of Rudolph Giuliani. What's the moral of the story? Those of you who in the past have patronized Human Events and National Review and WorldNet Daily and some of these types of operations, who really believe in the Constitution of this country and who are sickened by what we're doing in the Middle East and who support Ron Paul, all of that's good. But you need to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You need to support the American Free Press. We are the folks in broadcast journalism and print journalism that are on the front lines of this entire situation. Contact us at republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or 1-800-724-2719. With your gifts, to the extent that you can support us, please help us. And also, AFP needs you. You can order a subscription to the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. The other thing is that AFP gets a lot of its support from the sales of its books. A couple of its writers are Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper. So the books simply sell themselves on the basis of their excellence. And yet I still promote them not simply because Mark Glenn and Mike Piper say so many important things, but also because that's a vehicle for AFP to make the kind of income that it needs simply to survive. So when it comes to the American Free Press, get a subscription at 1-888-699-NEWS. Order the books of Matthias Chang and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, and also support AFP along with the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support Ron Paul, folks. That's the other third leg in the triad. And we'll be back with Mary Starrett. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.